Good evening. God be with you.
And also with you.
Now it's time for us to welcome those people who arrived here at Holden Village today, and I'm going to read your name. And when I do that, if you would please stand and remain standing, and then we will welcome you at the end. It's not a terribly long list tonight. And we'll begin with some folks from Gilbert, Arizona. Marilee Guglielmo and Joe. Betty Johnson and John Johnson from Hermosa Beach, California. From Clackamas, Rick Hartung, Tony Hartung, Stephanie, Kirk, Bethany, and Allie Brooke. From Port Angeles, Washington, Bonnie Christensen and Ellen Peterson. From Shoreline, Washington, Sherry Johnson. From Cottage Grove, Wisconsin, Dick Blumker and Kathy Blumker. And from Helena, Montana, Brenda Satram, Doug Peterson, with their children. Is it Ben and Hannah? Did I get that right? Okay. And then Christina McNellis from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And two members of our staff who have been out. Jill and Peter, you don't have to stand up. Did I miss anyone else who arrived today? No. Well, then, thank you, and welcome to Holden Village. And now, I'd ask everyone who's leaving the village tomorrow, if you would please stand. For the Petersons, it's opening night and closing night, and nothing in between. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank you for the light of your presence and your promises. Tonight, we ask that you send the power of your Spirit into these brothers and sisters. Give them the power to help those who are weak, the power to help those who are brokenhearted, the power to change the world. We ask for much, but we ask for it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and risen brother. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, we invite you to listen to voices from this village. Our reading is from Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. See, I have not restrained my lips. I have not hidden your saving help. Within my heart, I have spoken of your faithfulness. Let your steadfast love and your faithfulness, O God, keep us safe forever.
Let's join together in singing 775. Lord, listen to your children praying.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your Spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your Spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your Spirit in this place. Lord, listen listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
O God of the ancient and timeless stories, God of the 6 days with the seventh day of rest, God of the 40 days and the wilderness, the 3 days and the rising again, the one who says no one knows the day or the hour. God of the cycles, God of gestation and new creation, God of the rainy season that cycles to dry, the day that gratefully turns to night, the waxing and the waning. O God, who lives outside of time, yet within us, enslaved by time, give peace to the anxious one waiting for 9 months to end. Give peace to the one afraid she has run out of time. Peace to the child who is not old enough. Peace to the ones in waiting rooms. Peace to the one waiting up late for kids to come home. Peace in long, uncomfortable silences. Peace to the sleepless watching for morning. Peace to those whose full life and call is still opening up. Peace to the one ready to die. Peace you bring, not as the world gives peace. Help us to know it takes time. It all takes time. And a minute is just a minute. A day is just a day. And this too shall pass. O God, give peace. Help us remember. I am with you always to the end of the age.
My childhood church, it's the sounds. The preacher's voice commanding and insistent. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. The preacher's voice gentle and reassuring. God loves you and is always beside you. The mostly male voice is saying, "Amen," when the preacher said something particularly good. The impromptu prayers. Brother Peel, would you lead us in prayer? The standard phrases. Bless us, God, so that we may be of service to you. That sounded so genuine from my father and so contrived from Mr. Thompson. But the music, oh, the music was the best of all. We had the most dramatic piano player. Doris loved runs up and down the keyboard. I was convinced that she hit every note during every song. The song leader waved his arm and directed the congregation to sing verses 1, 2, and 4. I never understood why we didn't sing verse 3. We did the old rugged cross in perfect harmony, but so slowly that it was hard to actually say the words. We'd go through all 6 verses of Just As I Am, and then go back to verse 1 because the preacher wanted to extend the invitation just a little longer. And everyone sang. My mother's smooth, clear soprano carried the melody, and I sang the alto line. My father sang more quietly because he couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. People sounds. Always one talkative toddler who hadn't yet learned to whisper. And the crinkling paper between the kids on the back row who passed notes during the sermon. Church sounds. Sometimes, if I'm quiet, I still hear them.
When I was 9, I got my very first picture Bible. At first, I thought church was no big deal. After reading about idols and God, I realized that you should thank God whenever possible. We are his creation, and he loves each and every one of us equally. I realize that we are put on this earth to do great things. Every day we are blessed with the light of God, and he watches over his children. So now that I know about God and the love of God he gives to us, and it is a gift.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Oh, listen, Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
On Sunday mornings, my father drove my brother Al and me to church, kicked us out of the car, and drove off. I don't know where he went. Sometimes he stayed and sat in a pew at the back of the church and listened to the sermon. I had a terrible time in Sunday school. I didn't understand words like crucifixion and resurrection. When I asked my Sunday school teacher, Miss Berg, too many questions, she pulled at and then bit the big pearl necklace around her neck, and she asked, "Do you doubt God's plan, Annette? Do you have a better plan?" So I shut up. But my 9-year-old mind could not make sense of the crucifixion. Why would God have to kill his own son? Couldn't he come up with something better? After all, he was God. Besides, it didn't seem very practical to me. It didn't help me with my homework. It didn't help me with my mother, who was a foreigner from Denmark, who talked funny, who didn't drive a car, and who slammed kitchen cupboards when she was mad. At home, I pulled out the big red dictionary. "Ma," I said, "how do you spell crucifixion?" "Cruci what?" she asked. "You're on your own with that one."
Amidst the driftwood, I am still wet and heavy. Amidst the clouds, I have floated thinly away.
Amidst the driftwood, I am still wet and heavy.
Amidst the rubble, I am the one with no arms.
Amidst the clouds, I have floated thinly away.
Amidst the stony riverbank, I am the pebble underneath.
Amidst the rubble, I am the one with no arms.
Amidst the feelings, my weather is unpredictable.
Amidst the stony riverbank, I am the pebble underneath.
Amidst the rainbow, I am the forgotten indigo.
Amidst the feelings, my weather is unpredictable. Amidst the rainbow, I am the forgotten indigo.
Amidst the Grand Lodge, I am expected to be the strong center pole.
The church of my childhood was a magical place. I was born in the San Joaquin Valley of California, where it was always hot and always dusty. My father was the local Lutheran pastor. He was also the architect who designed our new church building. I know now that he spent morning after morning out in the vacant lot that would house this building, charting the course of the sun so that When the church was built and the windows were in, the red skylights in the ceiling would sprinkle the cross at the front with red. At the time, I didn't understand it. I would sit in the cool pew and watch the light dancing, hearing the vibrato of the older ladies, whom my siblings and I could imitate by quickly poking our throats while we sang Rock of Ages and My Faith Looks Up to Thee. I didn't know then about the orbit of the earth, the nature of light, or anything else, but it was a comfort to know that every Sunday, even on cloudy days, the white cross was spattered with red, blood red, the blood of Jesus Christ who died for me.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Oh, listen, Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
For me, God made few memorable appearances until last January, until my 37th year. For my first through 35th years, God was costumed and arrayed for me by many, many others. For me, he, she, it was described, quoted, misquoted, invoked, imitated, prayed to, for me, by many others. In my first to 35th years, I spoke to God some, thought of God some. For brief moments, I thought I felt God. I knew nothing of where God was. In my 36th year, I said to God, I'm not sure you even exist. I died that very moment. In my 37th year, January, I arrived where God wasn't, where God couldn't ever go. And there, an angel voice asked, who? Who do you want to be? What does she look like? What is she doing? I turned a tired head. I looked through the battered shreds that were left of me, to the woman there, to me, in light, in white, in laughter. There was God in me, the divine in me. There the whole time, waiting for me. And then the angel said so softly, go to her. She wants you to be with her.
Sister of Adam, sister of Eve, sister of broken bones, intimacy, pine cones, and melting snow, no bloodline relation of disbelief. Cousin of John, cousin of Paul, cousin of foxglove, mothers, heart murmurs, and wanting, no bloodline relation of disbelief. Mother of Mary, mother of Sarah, mother of Michelle Broswell, iridescence, sunburns, and expectation. No bloodline relation of disbelief.
When I was 7 years old, we play a game at church for points. My goal was to get as many points as I could. I brought friends to church. I read the Bible. I attended Sunday school. When I was 15 years old, I enjoyed singing in the praise team, playing my violin, and performing in the Christmas play. When I was 18 years old, I asked, "Who is God? Did God plan everything even before I was born. When I was 20 years old, God was a teacher who taught me how to love people. Now I am 21, I know that God is with me always. And I know that God is with us always.
In light, in white, in laughter.
The white cross was spattered with red.
You're on your own with that one.
Amidst the grand lodge, I am expected to be the strong center pole.
I never understood why we didn't sing verse 3.
God of gestation and new creation.
No bloodline relation of disbelief.
I realize we were put on this earth to do great things.
I know God is with us always.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Oh, listen, Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. Go in peace and listen to the words that are written on your heart. Amen. Thanks.
Amen. Thanks be to God.